The term the writing life has, I think, a sense of charm to it. Long before I became a writer myself, I had my own ideas of what such a life would be like. I'd imagine days spent at a wistful, leisurely pace in comfortable clothing, in which there would be pauses for both leaf tea in bone china and deep romantic ponderings. And I supposed that the writing itself would be performed in a remote, high-up room in mild disarray, from which there might be a view of a lawn or a herbaceous bed. I never imagined panic as a writer. I did not consider loneliness or the constant gnawing doubt of one's talents, or how such words as pension contributions might make one wince every time. The writing life does indeed have its charms. To perform the act I love day after day is in itself a gift, and I've lost count of the moments I've paused in my work, mid-sentence, or looked up from my research in a library or woodland and counted my blessings. This for a living. This, in which I can announce my own hours, claim museum entry fees or a map of the Cairngorms as a tax-deductible work expense, study the evening light on the moss of a wall in the name of writing, and, yes, wear comfortable clothes. The writing life I'd imagined is not entirely a lie, but there are no ideals, and the writing life is also largely a solitary thing. Mostly, this is a relief, and I relish the quiet, unpeopled hours. But in working on a project for 2 years or longer, I can feel the longing for professional company, in which someone else can share or take on the burden of decisions or offer alternative thoughts. Put simply, it can be a lonely way of life. Other well-documented challenges are financial ones. The inability to get a mortgage, the inconsistency of payment, the constant assumptions by others that writers can edit, promote, travel, or advise for free. And there is the worry. Perhaps above all, this is the aspect of the writing life that I was most surprised by and had never really imagined, that the worry never goes. The worry of the deadline or of finishing the book at all, the worry of reviews and reception, the worry that one is, in fact, just winging it. Imposter syndrome breathes down my neck all the time in this job. The worry that one's words are nothing special, or the ideas and tales they are trying to convey are of little consequence or interest. The worry that no one will notice your book, or that it will soon be forgotten. The worry that one's ideas, or passion for words, will one day dry up. So, as with all things, it is complex. The writing life is like so much, part light, part shade, and always changing. There's no doubt that it has its challenges and downsides, but I still see the charms of it, which do indeed include a writing room in disarray and pauses for tea.